Well, Ken, good morning to you once again.
Hi, John. Great to talk to you again.
We've enjoyed a little bit of warmer weather the last few weeks here in Somerset, but I guess as you're travelling south down the east coast of Australia, it's getting colder for you. I've continued to enjoy your videos and blogs of this ride down the east coast. What have been some of the highlights of this riding for you?
Very difficult, I think. Just so many different experiences to draw from. Mastering riding in the oppressive tropical humidity back in northern Queensland is definitely one. Perhaps trapped in Bowen by floodwaters or sheltering from Cyclone Yasi. But I think actually it really has to be the night spent in the smaller places, sort of off the beaten track. The Mary Valley, for example, just north of Brisbane, about halfway down Australia's east coast. Despite the dingoes that cried out during the night. And of course, there's been all the characters that I've met along the road. A few dubious ones, but all pretty friendly, pretty welcoming.
And I like the way you describe many of the characters that you meet along the road. I gather from the blogs that you've been able to continue your good luck with many local families and couples, providing you with some excellent hospitality in between nights in your tent. Could you describe to us some of the experiences that you've had here, and perhaps ones that you'd have missed out on if you hadn't met these families and couples on the road?
I think staying with families gives you real insight into day-to-day life. The sort of experience you'd never get on the tourist trail, staying in those nondescript hotel or motel rooms. And it is great fun mucking in, endeavouring not to be a burden on those who've been kind and generous enough to offer you hospitality.
Well, you've certainly been very lucky in that respect, and I hope it continues for you down the American and South American coast as well. But going back to the blogs again, it's also apparent that you've continued to be very impressed with the local Australian wildlife. What have been some of your most memorable encounters here?
There's been a few. Feeding wild, if tame kangaroos, getting to handle pythons with, I hasten to add, an experienced snake breeder. Signing crocodiles at night on one of Queensland's rivers, and plenty of wallabies along the road. A couple of close shaves on the bite, mind. And the howl of dingoes when camping, which is very, very unnerving, especially when you're all alone. But despite all the traffic signs warning you to keep your eyes open for them, actually no koalas. Well, not in the wild, at least.
Ah, yes. Now, speaking of these koalas, again, what is it that you've found that they now have in common with religion, sex and politics? I mean, this is really intriguing for us here.
I had mistakenly thought they were a pretty safe topic for dinner table discussion, but alas, no. It led to a very passionate, if good-natured, debate amongst some of the other guests. I knew I should have stuck to religion, sex or politics.
Well, I guess you'll have to do that in Spanish when you're down in Latin America within the next year or so. Okay, well, that aside, I've also enjoyed a lot of the various references to Somerset that you've found in Australia during the last few months. Could you elaborate on some of these for us?
There's actually a county, and they call it a shire here, called Somerset, and I stumble on that about halfway down the east coast of Australia. It's a bit smaller than our own, and its most well-known feature is Lake Somerset. In fact, there's a huge number of places, big and small, with namesakes in the UK. I think that's probably just a reflection of where the early immigrants and convicts came from.
Oh, that's good. But if we return to the weather, which has been a big feature of your ride, really, since you set off from Britain nearly 2 years ago now, are you still experiencing the same debilitating heat and humidity that you had when you were up in Cairns in northern Queensland?
Fortunately, no. More of a New South Wales winter, which does rather seem to resemble a good old British summer. Warm sun in the day, generally dry, but pretty nippy at night.
Well, I guess it's home for home for you in that case. So tell us, what are your plans for the next few weeks to come now then?
It's the final push down to Melbourne, 500 miles or so away, and then the big on move. 3 airlines, 3 days, 1 Pacific Ocean, and a lot of strong coffee. Off to Anchorage, Alaska, and the start of my fourth continent.
Well, I guess jet lag is something that you'll have to really be careful about and make sure that you're completely shot off before you start this fourth continent. But finally, would you like to finish with your usual plug, Ken, for the website and also the charity that you've been raising funds for?
Alas, the miles have flowed by far quicker than donations to the Outward Bound Trust. So to help encourage people to make a gift to the charity, whatever they can afford, I've had a couple of travelling companions for the Australia stage, Skippy the Kangaroo and Wallace the Wallaby. want to be awarded to whoever makes the largest donation during my time down under, now coming to a close of course, the other to whoever leaves the wittiest comment when making a gift, no matter how big or small it might be. Full details of course on my website, www.acrosscontinents.org, where you can also make a donation safely and securely, and where incidentally you can catch up on my antics through the photos, the videos and the blog posts, and find out more about the Outward Bound Trust and its work with young people in the UK. There have already been some very generous donations, but still a long way to go to reach my fundraising target.
Okay, well, I hope that on the back of this morning's interview, Ken, that perhaps there'll be some more contributions towards your fundraising target. We all wish you very well from here in Wivy. We'll speak again in the next few weeks to come, Ken. And in the meantime, all good wishes and happy travelling. Take care now, Ken. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John. And look forward to catching up with you again next month, hopefully from Anchorage, Alaska.